you've got a couple of things going on today around reminding people about Julian Assange. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on?
So today is WikiLeaks' 17th birthday. So 17 years of truth-telling, 100% accuracy record. So some of us, we've met at the ABC offices, always just to remind them that Julian Assange is an award-winning journalist and that they could learn a lot from him. Their whole organisation could learn a lot from WikiLeaks about the way they publish facts, because ABC's done some good work lately, especially for Dean Yates, but they have got stuff wrong and they could do a lot better to support Julian. There's another mob going down to the US consulate at 1 p.m. today to obviously to protest them, so yeah.
And then later you got to go to the UK consulate because they're the ones who are allowing it, enabling.
Yes, they are the ones. They're in the middle and they shouldn't even be anywhere in this at all. Like, they have the power to repatriate Julian now. They could deport him, put him on a plane, wash their hands of this situation and leave the Australian government to deal direct with the US. So I don't know why the UK is there in the middle. What are they doing? Julian's not committed any crime in the UK. There's no reason to be held there. And they're not allowed to, they don't extradite political prisoners. So he just needs to come home.
We are from Assange Vigil Melbourne. That's
Robin.
And okay. That's Daniel. And there's few of us. And we do Assange Vigil Melbourne every week at Flinders Street Station for awareness as to what is happening to Julian Assange. You know who Julian Assange is?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes. It is, Julian Assange is the founder of WikiLeaks, and today is WikiLeaks' 17th birthday. So we are here to celebrate and recognize the 17 years WikiLeaks has been in operation, and what a wonderful, wonderful site that is. And also, US.
We're outside the US.
Yeah. The US consulate represents USA, who are keeping Julian Assange in Belmarsh prison with the grace of UK embassy, because they want to extradite him to USA. Julian Assange hasn't committed a crime. He's not a criminal. He just published the truth, and the truth was what they were doing in Iraq and Afghanistan, all the criminal things they were doing there. And Julian did not steal anything. He did not hack anywhere to get the material. It was given to Julian by an American private who was working in Iraq. And she decided, her name was Chelsea Manning. Bradley Manning then, she's Chelsea Manning now. She decided that she did not go to Iraq and see all these horrible killings and shootings. She went there to protect her country, to be able to bring justice. Because as we were told that there was weapons of mass destruction there, and Saddam was going to do this, Saddam was going to do that. Well, he did none of that, because there wasn't any weapons of mass destruction. And she was appalled to see what her own government was doing. So she downloaded things and gave it to Julian Assange. WikiLeaks over here. And that's how it got published. Julian published it, and now they put him in Belmarsh prison. Julian was there for bail jumping. They dragged him out of Ecuador embassy, and they gave him 52 weeks for bail jumping, because he at one stage was supposed to go to court, and he didn't go to court because he didn't want to be extradited to Sweden, because if he did, they would have put him in on a plane and sent him straight. Sweden would have straight away sent to USA. So that's why he did not go to court for for his final hearing, he went to Ecuador embassy and seeked asylum.
Now, you guys have been keeping vigil for him, for Julian Assange. You want people to remember that this is a very important person and a very important issue, don't you?
Yes.
Absolutely. Julian Assange got asylum to protect himself from persecution. And as an asylum seeker, and he was granted asylum by the Ecuadorian government to escape persecution. The persecution was the legal persecution, the abuse of legal process that he was escaping by way of asylum. And the British government ignored his asylum rights and went into the Ecuadorian embassy and arrested him, dragged him out, and put him immediately in Belmarsh prison without any charge. Subsequently, they cooked up a charge that he'd breached the bail, which of course was the whole point of his asylum in the first place, put him in Belmarsh prison, gave him a sentence of just short of one year. And of course, he's been in there over 4 years now.
We've been watching this whole court case and the misuse of legal process. I mean, it's actually quite staggering.
It is staggering.
Do you think that the English government and the Americans government and the powers that be are just hoping that everybody will forget?
I don't think they care what people think. I think the Americans want him punished. And they're using their power and influence to make sure that England punishes him whilst they apply for asylum, to drag him to America. And of course, he's never been in America, and he hasn't broken any American laws by virtue of the fact that he's not American. So it's an outrage. It absolutely is an outrage. And they've just abused every process of the legal system and made a mockery of what we all once considered to be the pinnacle of justice, the British justice system. They've embarrassed themselves terribly.
Good afternoon here on St Kilda Road. This is the headquarters of the United States Consulate. We're not here really as a protest, we're here to commemorate. Today is the 17th anniversary of the founding of WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks is the agency or Dropbox set up as a safe haven for whistleblowers around the world. In fact, WikiLeaks was born here in Melbourne. Julian Assange is from Melbourne, and the rest of its history. But we're also mindful of the fact that Julian Assange, because of the release of information that we needed to know, information that exposed wrongdoings by people in authority with power, he has been hunted down, vilified, and systematically abused. He has spent something like 14 years imprisoned in one form or another. The last 4.5 years in London's Belmarsh prison, where there has been a mockery of legal process. All sorts of legal experts have testified and lent their knowledge to it. The legal process, or so-called legal process, has defied both international and national laws. But it has been a long battle. But we know that the battle for public opinion has been won. In Australia, the polls put up to 80%, 88% of Australians want our government to be strong with Washington and tell them that Australia wants Julian Assange freed right now. Right at this moment, there is a delegation of six parliamentarians representing all the political parties in the parliament, plus independents, who are talking to their counterparts in Washington. They're talking to the media and talking to the Justice Department and making a big splash there. It's getting across the media and is affecting American public opinion, and it's beginning to have the similar feedback here in Australia. And this delegation follows a letter signed by 63 members of the federal parliament calling for the same thing and calling on Anthony Albanese, when he does go soon to Washington, to raise the issue, this issue, and convey to the President of the United States that the people of Australia are demanding the release of Julian Assange. But the big reason here, as I said before, we're here really to celebrate the 17th birthday of WikiLeaks, not only because of the excellent job it has done in terms of our country, the other countries involved, and many other countries around the world. WikiLeaks is something we need to continue into the future. And we want to celebrate its existence. And one of the most important consequences of the appearance of WikiLeaks is that those with power can no longer hide as they did before. And we know that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have created a movement that's not going to stop, even with his freedom. We will win that. It's going to continue. And what we're calling for is much more authority in the hands of the ordinary people, of the population. We're trying to encourage people to say the day when our leaders can do things in secret in our name, can hide from us, can lie to us, are starting to end. And we look forward to the day when they are no longer able to do this.